Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 24. Today is Saturday, June the 25th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me today is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing? Okay, so I just played the intro, and so, you know, we are in episode number 24, and I did a pre-recorded thing just to prove that I can do the intro completely fine. Just when I'm on air, I can't do it. So there is that. Lita, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. I've got my coffee. I'm awake. That's all positive. Yes. How are you, Stone? Let's not ask you that. Next question.
Hi, Rogue Slayer.
let's introduce our guest. Who's come to join us again, which is Rogue Slayer!
Hi!
Hi! Thank you for coming and having a chat with us again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for letting me come on and blather on.
Oh, we love it. So what we're going to do is, because we know you, everyone, if you're not sure, Rogue Slayer's one of our champion challenge people who's been doing lots of irons and bloodthirsties and pacifists over the time. I'm just going to say over time. Does
over
that sound
time.
Over than time?
Over the years?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Over the years.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, so we've spoken to Rogue Slayer a few times and she's come back to tell us. So what we're going to do is, how about we get straight into it? What's you been up to? What's been happening?
I have been doing lots and lots of stuff, but I have to step into the Wayback Machine, well, you know, a couple of weeks in the Wayback Machine, to talk about that leveling contest y'all had.
Sorry.
It took up all my time. That's like all I was doing. And I decided to seize the moment. You know, I always try to be really cautious, and we know that being cautious never works out for me in the end anyway, because I do something. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to run through this. And, you know, I'm like out in wetlands at level 18, you know, and I died. So I don't know how many I killed off before I finally got one going pretty good. I got one up to like 36.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh yeah. I'm doing it. Died.
Oh.
Okay, I have time before the end. I still had like a week or something. Like, I can get back in and do it my old-fashioned way. I'm gonna be careful. And I did. I was being careful, and I was cranking up there. I mean, I was in third place.
What?
For several days.
And, that's nice.
And I was just grooving. I knew I couldn't catch Margie Monk. She was like flying high up there. But I was like, if I can stay, you know, if I can show, win, place, and show. If I can show. Okay. Well, then somebody else, I think it was actually an alt of Margie's. But Margie was, somebody's coming up behind me and started threatening my spot. And I got put into fourth place. And I was like, oh, okay, if I just go in and I'll just push a little bit, and if I just get inch back up there, I'll get up to third. And so I was out in Stone Talon Mountains, and I was right in that very early area of Stone Talon Mountains where I'm trying to, I think at that point I wanted to kill the Kromgar guys. You blow up their oil tanks. And there were two other people out there. So now I have two pressures. I have the pressure of the contest and this obsession that I somehow developed of, oh, I got to stay in third place, with the pressure of two or three other players in my zone trying to kill the Kromgar oil guys. And so I'm just circling around. I got my pennant. I'm circling around. And talk about seeing the forest for the trees. I circled right up next to the horde little space up there, and the you know, level question mark guy went, hey, you, boo! Bam! It was like,
ouch.
One day left of the contest.
So
I'm like, oh, that's it for me! So, kids, the moral is, don't let peer pressure get to you.
Oh, so
that's my rule number, 4713. So I focused back on some pacifists. I told you last time, I had four pacifist students, two that were like totally like vegan pacifists. They're like, they're like me. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm not going to fish anybody. And then I had two that was like, we're going to play by the rules. We can fish. We can cook anything. And I killed off one of those. And I was like, oh, I'm not leveling another one. So I took my other one that was doing pretty well because she was doing her fishing dailies and her cooking dailies and she was getting out there, and I had her over in Westfall. Now, in Westfall, that very first quest where you have to go, harass some homeless people for information, mm-hmm. I had done that before on a pacifist where I go up and I get myself in ready position, harking back to my sports days, and then I click on them. Hey, you got some information? Oh, no! And if they fight me, then I just run away. And I run over the bridge and it's all good. So I'm like, hey, yep. I'll do that. So I did that, and I got like two of the infos, and I did another one. Oh no! I ran away! Somebody else came along and killed the toon that had attacked me, which was
that's,
flagged.
I was gonna say.
And
I was gonna say, so, you better watch out.
Yeah, don't do that if anybody else is in the area.
Yeah.
I just need to go. I need to just, like, anytime I see anybody in the area, I just need to go away because they'll either pressure me or they'll pick up my tags and off. Yeah. So now I'm down to the two pacifists that are really being pacifists and won't do any fishing or anything like that. But they're doing okay. And actually, Compassiona hit 20 today.
Oh, congratulations.
Woo! That was very exciting. Nice. Now, speaking of achievements, I got another iron tune to 60. Woo!
Nice.
Awesome.
I'm jealous.
So, my question is, how does everyone else stay alive at 60? Because I can't freaking do it!
Explore. Did you die?
Killed her at 60. Yep.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, right.
Yep, Ron aside. I got her, halfway through 60. And I was thinking, I'm gonna go over to Zangarmarsh because I heard people talking about how they go to Zangarmarsh, but I had in my head that I couldn't go to Zangarmarsh at 60. I can go to Zangarmarsh at 60, but I did it too late. And of course, I had been picking away on that quest where you have to kill the imps and the Death Watch guy and three of the Infernals, and all I needed was the one guy that you need to get. And I'd been picking away at the rest of them, and of course the one guy was in the middle of a bunch of stuff, and I'm telling myself, oh, that looks kind of crowded, I can do it. No, it looks kind of crowded, I can do it. So I died. My last thing of note this week was that was Ironicide. So I'm like, well, I have to have an Ironicide. So I went out and I built a new Ironicide, and I played her for a while, and then I logged off. I came back a couple days later, and I logged on, and I had no quests. I had her in Karanos, and she had no quests. I'm like, wow, this is weird. I know I had quests. I know I was doing stuff. Maybe I'm, not really connected. So I logged out, I logged back in, and I'm interacting, and then I took a look at quests completed. Yeah, I had, for some reason, created a tune, named her Ironicide, and did Bloodthirsty with her. So I'm starting to get confused by my challenges names, because usually they have blood or sanguine or something if they're a challenge. I have my new one is Thirstana, But no, now I have an Ironicide who is a Bloodthirsty, and that's what I'm doing. So my now highest iron tune is 39. Gosh, she's at 39 and a half, I think. And that's what I've been doing. The highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, and the peer pressure.
I didn't even know what to say. I just, hitting 60 and then dying again.
That's my fourth one. My fourth one into the 60s that have not made it out of Hellfire Peninsula.
And we've lost Lita, too. That's okay. Lita is off the call, but she'll come back on. So
yeah, I lost one in Hellfire Peninsula. No, two in Hellfire Peninsula and one in the Raptors over by Silithus, Ungoro Crater. I lost one over there. forget what I have. Maybe this is my third 60s that I lost. I had one at 58 that I killed off by riding through the Marsh Tide Watch field of battle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say you should fly low or fly around and explore, but not fly too low. But then Luna wasn't already and here.
So, and don't fly too high either, apparently.
Yeah. If you fly too high, you're kind of SOL. I think her net is might be down, but that's okay. We can carry on. You're a pro too. You're more pro than I am. So,
so Stone, what have you been doing this week?
So not a lot for irons because I was going to. And I'm just looking at my notes here to kind of remind myself of exactly what happened. So I was going to play my Death Knight, and I did. And I got my Death Knight up to 59. And lead us back. And I'll just change the screen back. Sorry. That's okay. How's it going? Did you have fun having a coffee? Another one, right? Another coffee?
Yeah. Mm. Coffee. Yeah, that's what I did. That's exactly what I did.
For sure.
I went, no, I'm not talking to you two. That's it. I'm going to make a coffee.
That's
flip table coffee.
That's weird. We're having gremlins right across the pond today.
Yeah.
So from Canada to Australia. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm back. Sorry, your week.
You're jumping into Stone's week.
Oh, okay. So I played my Death Knight. Oh, I probably shouldn't do that. That's going to mess up the screens. Stop clicking around, Stone. Okay, so this is not how to do a podcast. If you want to know how to not do one, watch this particular
episode.
Yeah, because, you know, we've definitely had far better shows.
Okay, Stone, I want you to just sit on your hands. Okay, just stop touching things.
Okay, I could use a beer. I'm looking at my fridge right now, and it's right there. It's
and
right
you're
there.
Willing it to come to you.
I wish I could force. Imagine.
Bob,
get me a beer, Bob. Where is he?
Use the lager force.
So
that's funny.
My week of ironing was really limited to one character, so I wanted to focus on my Death Knight and get it out of the zone, out of the starting zone, because I had hit level 57 and I got my blood presence and all that stuff. So after that, you can move on pretty quick.
Nice.
I had a close call in the Garlet base, you know, in the basement. You have to go free a guy that's being tortured, and the guy comes down. His name is Valroth. And I had a very close call with him because apparently he heals himself, and you may not be able to put out enough DPS in order to overcome the heal over time, and it gets really tight. At that point, I was already level 58, and I was like, and I figured, oh, I'm going to be able to cakewalk this. Nope. So I almost died there. Eventually, I did a shadow meld, and, you know, thank goodness for Nidelves, as you get that kind of button, and I had another crack at it, and I killed him. And carried on everything, and everything worked fine. Well, I killed him, you know, and he went down and he started biting the ground because he was so mad that I killed him, and you know, I figured, okay, things are looking good. I actually got the drop of the best gray axe again, so you know, it's 14 point whatever DPS and nothing else drops there that's higher. So whenever you get that, it's like, oh, you know, woohoo, I really want to push it with this tune. And, you know, so I had everything. This tune is good to go. And I decided, hey, tonight I'm going to do all of my irons and I'm going to do all of the Midsummer Fires Okay, I'm just going to do them all. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do every single one of them. I'm going to do as many fires as I can. So I get on that death knight, and I run away from King Varian's throne room, because that's where I had left her. And I go to the flying trainer, and I'm like, okay, let's see if I can afford flying, because that would be great. And I couldn't, so I was at like 114 gold, but you need like 250 or something, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm not even close. Right. Okay, so I figured, okay, well, I'm going to sell some of the blue gear that I have. And I right-click and right-click and right-click, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. Wait, hold on. And I'm looking at the screen. I'm like, wait, this is, why do I have gray gear in my bag? Like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep. So that's what I did. I equipped my gear because I thought I was at the vendor. It was so stupid of me.
No.
It's my fault. It was a mental thing. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, okay. Can I unequip and log out and not get flagged, right? So I took off the helm and the weapon, because those were the two that popped out at me, and I logged out. And I go refresh, and it shows that I have a flag. I'm like, okay, fine. So I log back in, and I see that I had shoulders equipped. Two.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I was like, okay, right there, okay, I was like, okay, I could go in and change the flag myself, but that's not very fair. That's not playing right, by the... I mean, that's...
We've told other people the same thing.
We've told other people, too. And, you know, it really hurts. Yeah, it really, really hurts. And it was a complete mental... I don't know what you want to call it on my part, but... So I decided right there, I was like, I am not playing any other irons. There's no way. If I make a stupid thing like that, there's no way I'm going to play my other characters because I'm not in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I ended up doing archaeology for the rest of the day.
That's fair enough. Was that calming?
Calming.
Not really.
Not really. Because then
you kept
I've got
about it.
Well, I'm trying to get the old panda achievements, and I've got one more left for Mogu, and I can't hit this damn thing, and I'm keep doing the archaeology and warlords and turning them in for the older stuff, and I'm not getting the one that I need. And it's like, I had 200 plus boxes, and I still couldn't get that one. Like, really? Come on. So I, you know, as of right now, I don't know. I think maybe next week I'm not in the right frame of mind to be playing because that Death Knight flag really hurt me, like really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rogster in the chat room says, we've all done that stone, or the vendor moves away from you and you drink the potion you were trying to sell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marg,
I couldn't believe
that,
it.
He says, we call that a brain fart where I come from.
Yeah.
And Fort says, brain fart indeed.
I couldn't believe
it. It's rough. Yeah. That's really rough considering how much you got through that. So maybe DK needs to walk away from DKs for a bit.
No.
Or no.
No.
Or no.
No.
Or no.
Never. Oh, I'm not quitting. Well, let me be clear. I am never going to quit. It's just, you know, when you make a bad call like that and it's a mental lapse, you need to stop playing because you're going to mess something else up. So.
I think we've all been that. I don't know about the, horrible. You know, the guys in the chat room, but I'm sure I'll speak for myself that, you know, when the death of something that, you know, when your gut says, when my gut says I shouldn't be doing this and I go and do it and I die and then I sit there and it it can take a bit to come back. It really can, because you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should not have done that. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
Mark hurts. Mark says that at least get out of the area before Legion hits. And that was my goal. And I had hit it, but I'm thinking, well, I can hit 60 fine, because I can go fly around and go hit all the fires. Sure.
Yeah.
So now it's, you know, you've got about 3 weeks left, more or less, right? So,
yeah.
Before the patch. So, I'm probably, you know, I've already got a new one rolled. I'm just accruing rest okay. XP. So,
Rogster, I really like this. Rogster just said in chat, yeah, quitting is not an option. Like the song says, you can check out anytime you please, but you can never leave.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Once it's in your blood, it's like you've just got to keep going. Mm. That is so true. Yeah. So it says DK Iron seems rougher than normal. Iron, he doesn't think he'll try it.
Yeah, I tried regular it once. Iron.
You can do it, but once you hit certain points, it's quick. It's just you got to get there. So I know exactly what I need to do. It's just getting there. It's such a grind.
Yeah, but I mean, it does hurt when it's a mistake of it's something a mental, that is it's just a mental. You just had a mental hiccup for that moment,
and I prefer brain fart.
Like it does. Yeah,
because it's, I like
and
fart
every
jokes,
time so. I do the same thing when I go to a vendor and I'm looking in my bag and I'm like, okay, I need to vendor this, and I see those health potions, I see those mana potions, and I'm like, okay, make sure you click on it correctly every time. I arrow over it. I'm looking at my mouse. I'm looking at my hand. I'm like, vendor it. Don't drink it. Vendor.
Yeah.
I do it every time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like stressed all. Drink it. Yeah.
So, Lita, what did you do this week? I really hope that you have some success stories, because hearing Rogue Slayer dying at 60 and me being really, really dumb, I'm really hoping you can come in here and be like,
show us up.
Do you think I can turn it around a little bit?
Maybe I really hope so.
Positive, please. Happy news. All right, let me try. I've only played one iron this week. I've focused on lots of other things, which I'm not going to talk about. But I sat down when Midsummer Fire started. I wanted to take at least one iron. And I thought, okay, who am I going to do this on? So I grabbed my Night Elf Hunter. She's level 52. And I thought, right, I'm going to start doing Kalimdor. I'm not going to desecrate fires unless I can absolutely get away with it. No, I'm going to just honor. Yeah. And I was getting about 3,500 XP. Sure. So, you know, but I was getting discovery XP as well, going to places I hadn't been, picking up flight paths. Yes. So that was good. So I had rested XP, which was also a bonus, so I was like, okay, off we go. So I did all of Kalimdor. I did a couple of desecrations, but
really?
I did. There was a couple I had to. I was scanning the sky. I was at Everlook. And I just got in. I went over to the Alliance one. I'm like, oh, honor, yay. And I'm looking at the Horde one. I'm looking up in the sky. I'm looking around. And I'm thinking, there's going to be a bloody 100 somewhere. I know it is. And sure enough, just as I move just a fraction, there's this shadow. Like, I'm lucky I've got high graphic, like ultra graphic. So I could see the mount hovering above, and I turned and arrowed straight, you know, took my camera straight up, and sure enough, there is a flagged level 100 Pantheran Horde sitting up there, just just, you know, wow, far enough that I reckon he'd just click, drop, kill you. So it's like, no, 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 I'm not going to do that. So I took off and I was like, no, I'll just go and honor. But I ended up coming back to, no, I got all the way down to Silithus. I did the ones I scanned. I was like, is there anyone in Silithus? Can't see anyone. Because as soon as you hop on a flight path or as soon as you hearth out of there, the buff, the flag goes away. All right, so I looked at the places that I was like, okay, there's a flight path. If I desecrate this and I'm going to make it to a flight path like in a couple of seconds, I'm gone. So Gadgetzen, I was there and I went and did the honor. And again, I'm looking outside. I'm looking. Is there anyone? Can't see anyone. Quick, quick, quick. So I like desecrate it and then I'm like, run in. Run! And I'm like, flight path, click the flight path. And I'm like, where am I flying? I don't know, just click something. So
I was like, you're like leaping at NPCs.
I know, yeah. I was like, catch me somewhere. I don't care where, just get this damn debuff off me. So if you are doing them, there are two things to remember. Hearthing out does knock it off as well. So I was down in Silithus. I did the honor and then I did the desecrate. And because I had Everlook as my base, because I was questing up in Winterspring, I hit the desecrate and I'm still looking and I'm hitting Hearth and I'm going, go. So I got out there, got back to Everlook and I didn't have the flag. I wasn't flagged anymore. So I was like, yes, so that was like a couple of bonus, like 7,000 XP for desecrating as opposed to the 3,600 I was getting with honoring. So it got the heart rate going. And I get back to Everlook and I'm looking, I'm like, no one's here. So okay. I go outside and I'm standing right near the Horde one and I'm looking, and admittedly, because I'm playing her on an Oceanic server, it was late at night, and I'm like looking around, can't see anyone, nope, okay. So I went, click, desecrate, and then I heard from there back into the inn.
Oh my goodness, from right outside.
I'm not going to mount and I'm not going to run because it would have taken me longer to do that than if I just heard. So it just went, Hearth! So I was
gosh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's not do that again. So then I went to do Eastern Kingdoms. And of course, Eastern Kingdoms doesn't have as many alliance honoring the flames. Really? There's a lot of desecrating. But I was not venturing anywhere near some of those places. So I did the honoring. I think I just missed one in Blasted Lands, but I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing anything. So I got two levels. So I went from 52 to 54 with doing the flame. So okay. I was happy. Yeah. I thought, that's cool. That's okay. Yeah. All I did was, you know, the two zones. And then I quested. I was still in Fellwood. I was doing the last of the Timbermaw, like just starting the Timbermaw grind, you know, kill the ones down in that little section. And then once you've done those few quests, then head into Winterspring. So I just quested. And she is currently halfway through 58. Wow. So I got levels on her yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I got on this morning on a Twitter and I kept seeing "Wander your away." You know, Lita. Yeah.
I am Lita. I was just like a machine. I don't even know. I was just so into, you know, I've done most of those quests quite a few times. So I was like in the zone, just go. I finished all of Winterspring. I got the achievement for the Winterspring quest achievement. I still had a couple more to do, so I finished all of them off. And then I went, oh well, I might as well go down to Silithus. So I took the 14 minute flight from Everlook.
Oh, wow.
And last night, and I hit Silithus and out of it rested. That's when. So I've done 6 levels with rested XP.
Whoa.
And finally hit out of rested once I got to Silithus last night. So now, 4 levels.
What are you going to do when you hit 60?
I'm hoping. Okay, so my goal is, because we've still got Midsummers for at least another week and a half.
Not flying too well.
Is I'd like to get her to 60, finish off Silithus. I mean, the questing, this is the thing. Questing will give you so much more XP than going to do a flame.
Oh, sure.
So I will probably go through, I'll hit 60, I'll go through the portal, go get my bow over at the bow place, which I can't remember because last time I did it at Horde. So I've not had an alliance this high. So I'm assuming it'll be at the alliance place.
At Honor Hold? Honor Hold?
Yeah. Is it? No. What's the one in Terrakar? Because the last.
Illyrian, something like that?
Yeah.
I had to go to
Illyrian Stronghold.
So I'm assuming it's there. I'll have to look it up. I haven't, I'm trying not to think too much. Oh, and I got an upgrade. I got a gray gun that was, so I had my level 40, I think it was level 42 gun, which was the highest I had. And I'm questing, I'm doing my quest, and I get the drop. And I'm like, oh my God, I got my musket. So it's like this gray level 52.
Nice.
And I'm like, hey, it does 3 more damage than what I had. So that was exciting. I was very excited about that. And so I'm hoping that if I can get her to 60, I'll do some more flames. I'll take her through to Outland. I should have enough gold. I've sold a couple of stuff on the auction house, so I've got enough gold to get her flying. I will fly low and not do desecrating. Maybe I'll see.
Fly too low.
That's what I mean. Flying, that's right. Find the sweet spot. I've got 222 blossoms, so I kind of don't want to waste it. So I think I'll go do the flames in Outlands first, get some discovery as well, get some flight paths, and kind of just center myself with where I'm going to be. If I've not finished Silithus, then I'll go back and finish the questing in maybe Ungoro, Silithus, that kind of thing, and then go back to Outland. So that's my plan.
When you go back there, the points you get are so low. The XP when you go back at 60, it's just, I just, my patience ran out. I guess I just need to be more patient. Story of my life.
It's a bit of a Blade's Edge. Okay, as he says, Blade's Edge for the bow. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So I figure as long as I can get a flying, then at least that way I can get the discovery in Outlands, get to the points that I need to, maybe not start in Hellfire like, a lot of people do suggest going to Zangarmash. So I'll see. It'll depend how much... Excuse me, it'll depend how much I can do with the flames and what kind of XP I'm getting on that. But I'm not going to push it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'll just keep, questing in Silithus, get that stuff done. I think I've got a quest to go over to Blasted Lands as well. So between 58 and 60, I'm thinking Silithus, Blasted Land, that kind of thing. So, I just want to try and utilize fires at the moment because I don't want to waste 222 blossoms as well. Yeah. I want the pet again.
I should add that the tune that I took out there that I was saying, this mob was in the middle of all these other mobs, this wasn't a hunter, this was a paladin. So I was right in the middle of all these mobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how... I mean, I've still got Bacon, my boar. So she's... and it's a she, I've decided a long time ago. Bacon is a she. So she's... bacon, bacon.
Der Wunderschwein.
She's so we're just, you know, we're just making our way through things, and pretty much the only thing is if I've got a trap, you know, there's a couple of mobs, and I just got to remember, you know, with the thunder stomp or the AoE one that the boars do, I just have to remember, okay, pull, you know, trap, pull, basically, yeah. Trap one, pull the other, bring it back, keep, you know, keep the pet from actually charging in, just bring it back so then I can get, and the boar's been great so far. So I've got turtle, boar, and bear, but I've just been using my boar lately, and it's been really fantastic. So yeah, so 58, so I'm pretty happy about that.
That's and awesome.
You know what, just didn't think about it. It just was those, after I did the fires, it was all about I just got into that questing zone, and you know, I was just in the zone. It was great. I was like, ding, oh, okay, wow, that was quick. And then boom, you know, you go along, and then ding. I was like, again, wow, okay, that was quick. I mean, it's not like I was sitting, I did play a fair bit yesterday, but I was in between doing, you know, doing housework and all the other stuff. So it was, you know, log out, go do what I need to, come back, do my quest, and oh, ding, oh, okay, here I go, you know, so it was good. So, yes, so that's what I've been doing. So that's been, it's been successful so far.
Yes, I was just thinking, you've had a successful week.
Yeah, yeah, and, I mean, the other thing is, this is my highest ever alliance, because my 61 I lost was an orc hunter. So this is the highest alliance I've ever had. So I'm happy. I'm really happy with that. So yeah. Anyway, that's our week. So
you actually did have success, which is good.
Sorry?
You actually did have success.
Yeah.
Which is so at least one of us did.
One out of three. That sounds like not too bad. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Considering
what we're doing.
High five.
Yeah. Yeah. High five. I know. There you go. Yes, exactly. Alrighty. So how about we go to the news in the world of Warcraft? Have we got a bumper?
Oh, I've got a bumper to play, and everybody will hear it except you two.
Okay.
Because Skype is being dumb.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
And so it just played, and it's really crap. I was really hoping, so Rogue Slayer, you could hear it. It's your intro. It's the one where you go.
Yeah. I've heard it in the last couple of episodes.
So.
it makes me giggle.
Basically,
I love it. It's awesome.
Basically, there wasn't really any news other than there was a professions Q&A with Paul Cubitt. Really, it doesn't affect us, so if you want to go have a look at that, you can find it online somewhere. There was a new build in Legion beta that came out that really affected Transmog, but again, nothing that affected us, because, of course, we're not going to touch Transmog on White Gear. So, yeah. We're okay. So we've got, basically, you know, there's been nothing to deny July 19th yet, so we're still... Mm-hmm. You know, assuming that the unofficial patch date is July 19th. So we're running out of time. So if you want to play it the old school way, because there will be changes.
Yes.
You better get moving
now. I must admit, it's coming up quick and like thick and fast with this pre-Legion stuff. I've had to re-evaluate my bucket list. I'm like, oh my god, I'm not gonna get any of this stuff done. So you know what, if I can get my iron to 60, I'm done. That is my bucket list. If I can do that, I'll be happy.
Oh,
I still have hope that maybe I'll get a bloodthirsty up to 60. We'll see.
Okay, fingers crossed. Yeah. Alrighty.
I want to type stuff in the chat room, but I gotta be good. I have to be good.
I'm not even.
You say these things and you serve them up. Let me remind you.
I know.
I am 39. turning 12.
I know, going on 12.
Going
I know,
on 12. I know. Well, I don't want to say, going on 12 because it's going turning 12 is probably better.
Turning 12. Okay. All right. I can't speak most of the time anyway myself. My words are like blah, blah, blah. I haven't had enough coffee, obviously. Let's do site news. So, zone guides. Oh, what's happening with our zone guides?
Okay, so we're almost on track. I spoke with one person and we'll be speaking with somebody else. Basically, we're going to be aiming at the lower level areas first, because that will impact the most amount of people, because if we tried higher level stuff, there's only a few people that make it that far. So, WordPress is WordPress, and I think I've got the authorizations all kind of figured out. So one person should be able to kind of work on stuff, but I need still need to talk to the other person. We're kind of in the spot where I want to do it, but because of the changes that are going to be coming in are so vast that it almost feels like, maybe we should wait until Legion comes out and we see how these changes affect us all first, because really the info that we'll be using would be based on pre-Legion.
That's true.
More or less what we could do is create the guide and not have it up, but wait until Legion comes out and then go through everything to see, is this still an issue, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So, it's coming. It's just, now that I'm putting stuff off and shifting things around so that I'm not as busy, I'm now able to get a little bit extra time to do things that I need to do.
Okay, that's cool. It's exciting that it's going to happen. So this is, it'll be good for the novices and people to, get some guidance. As much as when we do these things a lot, you can still get into that mindset. I know when I do some areas that I'm like, oh, no, this quest will be fine. And then you're halfway through doing the quest and you're like, that's not good. Yeah. It's like, is this one? No, I shouldn't do that. Yeah, it's good. Alrighty. Upcoming challenge changes due to Legion. So what's happening?
Okay, so this is our first time that we're really going to sit down and talk about this stuff. So I hope you guys are all sitting down.
Alrighty.
We have talked about it on the forums. About what we see in beta and what I can do on our website, what we can track and what we can't track. So this is, because we're really coming up close, these are the changes that are coming in. Nothing is 100% set in stone ever, but, things could change, but this is the plan. And again, there's going to be some things that it's going to make you be like, what? But we're working with what we can work with, right? Which at this point, we don't know a lot until the patch actually drops. So that day, I'm going to be like taking myself offline from everything and just focusing on the website, making sure we're good and looking at the changes that were made at the back end stuff, and to see what we can track, what we cannot track. So, these are going to affect all of the different challenges. So, Bloodthirsty Iron and Pacifist. Basically, max slot level gets now up to 110. Duh. We all know all of that. That's not going to change. Transmog. Okay, so from what we understand, Blizzard is not making any changes where we've asked them if we could transmog onto white gear, okay? And they've not replied. And from what I can see in beta and PTR, we cannot. So we used to have 5 or 6 items that we have as a exception that you are allowed to equip, even though it's blue or blah 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 gear. I'm not going to make a change here, so I'm not going to add any more, and I'm not going to remove any. So what we have is what we have. If Blizzard comes through and lets us transmog onto white gear or gray gear, which probably not gray, then we'll remove the exceptions, and then if you want to transmog, then you can transmog. So, but as far as I'm concerned right now, we're not going to change anything to how it is right now. So those five or six things that we do allow, those are the only things that we're going to do. So if you equip something that's not on that list that is epic, then you're SOL. So even if it doesn't help you, don't do it. Toy box. So toy box. So the toy box is not allowed. Basically, see, and here's the thing, is the toy box was actually okay, because prior to beta, I believe most of the things in the toy box didn't really help you, and Blizzard said that these things will not help you. So these things are just toys, and they're just things to screw around with. You know, there's one that you put up like a spotlight around, you know, all that stuff. That's changing. There's one, I was having a talk with Marg here, and, you know, there's one where you get the toy, and it can heal you up to full health. Like, and unfortunately, that's something that we cannot track. So I can't track if you use it. I have not checked if I can track if you've got it. I think I could track more if I make people log in with their accounts, like their real accounts, but I do not want to go down that road of having to worry about keeping a very secure website, because like right now things are okay, but I don't want to go down the road of opening things up to possibly could be hacked and everybody's stuff goes away, you know? So I know Wowhead allows you to log in and all that stuff with your Behemoth account, which is fine, but they are like up here and I'm down here. So I'm just a one person show. So we can't track this. So I'm gonna say that, you know, as our rule is right now, Toy Box is not allowed still. But some of the things in there are very can help you a lot. So it's just something that we need to make sure that people know that toys, doesn't matter what it is, if it's in that toy box, no, bad. So the other item is mob scaling and tagging. So we know that mobs are going to be scaling up in Legion up to your current level. If you are level 100, sorry, if you are level 101.25, the mob will still be level 1, will be still level 100. But as soon as you get to 101.5, that mob now changes to 101. So that makes it harder for Irons and Bloodthirsty to move on in the new zones. I would guess you'd have to start to hit it around 103 ish. So that's not going to be fun times. However, mobs can be tagged, and up to 5 people can get credit for a mob kill now. And you don't need to be part of a group. So you don't have to be actually in the group. And actually, right now, if people play it right, they can have that happen right now. So it's just it's just another method of kind of circumventing the challenge where it's meant to be a solo thing. Okay, so I'm planning on leaving the killing blows at 75%. I think, you know, there's some folks that say I could go higher. There's some folks think it's way too low still. There's some folks that think it's okay. I kind of think I don't want to go higher because I don't want to dissuade Irons from using the game to help them when they should be getting help. If you know what I mean? Like, if you can kill something, great. If you kill something and then, but somebody had come by and actually kills it for you, then it's not technically your kill. Like, you would basically have the kill, just not get credit for the killing blow. So,
yeah.
In that case, I don't think it's fair to drop. I don't think it's fair to increase it, because then it's going to mean more that Irons and all that will have to, will really need to not play when other people are around, and that's kind of poop. Sorry, I think people should play when they can play, right? Not, oh well, it's about 12 a.m. and I don't think people are on, so I can go play now. No, you should be able to play this at any time. So that's another thing to watch out for. I can see maybe bumping up the percentage to 80, but higher than that, I would be worried that it's going to flag characters that are actually okay. So, another one is unlimited spec changes, or pick your spec. So, where we are with this is that in Legion, Blizzard has basically forced us to have a specialization. Okay, so for most people, this is gonna for all people, this will help them. For most people, it will be a little help. It really helps out if you have the gear, more so versus having the extra things to pick from to kill things. Okay, so. Yeah. Because we're not changing the green gear rule, it's still going to be harder. It's just you will have more tools. Now, as far as I can see in PTR, and even in beta right now, there's no method for me to check if you've changed your spec or not. If you go look right now, you can see that it has a count on the number of times you've changed your talent tree skills and that. But they didn't add anything for how many times you've changed your actual specialization. So,
right.
Because there's no way to track it, what we are opting with is that you will be able to change as many times as you want. Because really, we thought, well, when you put your character on at level 10, or anywhere from level 10 to 20, once you're past level 20, then you're locked into that spec. Well, that's nice, but when you're logged in, we can't tell if you change it or not, right? So I would really prefer to only track things that we can actually track, like things that are not an honor-based thing, because when people hit max level and it looks fishy, then it comes to me to be the bad guy. And I'm not at that point where I want to do that now. So we're going to be tracking things that we can track. So if Blizzard comes out on patch day and they say, and then I go and find this thing there that says not number of times changed spec, then what we will do is allow a person to change their spec one time. So then the challenge will become pick your flavor. You can be an arms warrior, frost mage, but once you pick that spec, that's it, right? And we would be able to check if you've switched it between logging in and out, right? That is really game time. It's something like we know what we want to do, but we don't know what's going to happen until Blizzard gives us what they're going to give us. And unfortunately, in PTR and beta, they don't give us any sight into what the data will look like coming out. So we're really sitting here and just, we have to wait. So these next two things, I've left them for last because I think they're going to be the biggest things where people have the most opinion on, I guess. And, you know, people are going to get up in arms, maybe, possibly, I don't know. But, so the artifact weapon, as far as we know, we're going to be able to track it, because to be honest, if we didn't have data, if they never gave us data coming out, websites like Wowhead would never be able to show you your weapon and all this stuff. So I'm pretty sure they're going to let that come out. Okay, so we will be able to track what your weapon is, what you've had happen to it, all this stuff. The problem is we have no way to track if it's been equipped more than the one time. And as far as we know right now, you cannot get into a Legion zone unless you actually have it equipped once and you've also done a rune upgrade, or I don't know what the heck it is, once. So you put in one point somewhere on your 35 point weapon tree. Okay, so what we can track is what weapon you have, how many times you've put points into it. And what we're planning on doing is allowing the weapon, because we can't, because again, we cannot track if you've, okay, so we could say you're not allowed to use it, okay? Which, that was my first thing, saying there's no way, right? Because this thing's going to be so super powerful, like this is going to be nuts. But we would not be able to track if you logged in, put this thing on, killed things, and took it off and logged out, okay? So because the weapon is part of the game, part of requiring access to get into Legion, we're saying that the weapon requirement is okay. However, if you upgrade it more than the one time, then you will be red flag guaranteed, and that's something that we should be able to track. That being said, I'm going to refer to what I said before. You know, nothing is set in stone. So we still have 2 to 3 weeks to talk about this. We're at the point where we kind of know what's coming out. We know things aren't going to change a whole lot as far as Blizzard side. They're pretty much wrapping stuff up. I mean, they're almost done. When you've got the world event on the PTR, it means that they're good to go, like pretty close. So people like that, it may not be the challenge for you now, because you might be used to the old way, and that's okay. That's just how it goes. Things change.
So
one sec. Things change. We have to change with it. I can only track what I can track. And it may and I do agree that the challenge would be easier now than it is before. There's one thing I'm really hoping that Blizzard does for like patch 7.1 is allow mob level scaling through all zones. That would make it hard. I mean, it is what it is. The next thing is also going to be an issue too. So,
Lita. Okay. So, just a question. So, the artifact weapon is a must for Legion.
Yep.
To progress from 100 to 110.
No.
To get into Legion zones.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I would expect for the regular person that the challenge is going to be he's here, just not super duper easy. And it's not dead. And if it is dead for some folks, then it's dead for you. And I don't want it to die for anyone. If I can track it, I will. Yep. If you feel very, very strongly about it, honestly, I've made my feelings known to Blizzard many times. If more people did that, maybe we'd have more change. So, the other item that we're looking at is allowing the skipping of the Legion intro quests. So, the end of the world, you know, I don't know. Basically, what happens is that, you know, because everybody complained back in Warlords that, that oh my god, I got to do the Warlords quest. It takes me like a half an hour, and I'd rather be playing and all this stuff. So what Blizzard said was that if you've completed the Legion intro quests on one character on any account that you have, as long as they're all like on one PNet account, you now have the option to skip the intro and go into the new zones.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and Tiber does say, since every player is expected to have an artifact weapon, won't all mobs be balanced to make that, to take that into account? Well, and let's go back to the weapon too, is that because mobs are going to be at level where unless you are a hunter, I mean, you pretty much want to farm things that are at least 2 to 3 levels lower than you, right? So with the weapon, you're going to get the boost for sure, but how much of a boost that is, I don't know. I was actually going to ask Lysen and Iron Egg to see what they can do with having an iron brought into the game, because now you can do a character copy and use the weapon. Now, I've tried to remain out of it because I don't want to spoil the lore and all that stuff, but I'm going to ask them to find out if they can do it or not. So it may be that you would need the weapon, and even then, I don't think having the one weapon is going to make us this cake. If you've got one thing, if you have to enchant, if you have to upgrade it once, fine. But you know, I don't think it's going to be cake. For folks that know what they're doing, that have been around for years and years and have done this like with like their eyes closed, I think it will be cake. But those are a small amount of people compared to everyone else. And again, this is another thing that, you know, if we can't track it, you know? I mean, if I could track it, it's a different thing, right? So I would never allow it. I would say you get to equip it once, and that's it, because you need to have access to those zones. But besides that, no way. But we can't track it. So, So back to the skipping of the intro. The idea here really is that we want everybody to have access to the new to the no to the no zones. So basically, being able to skip the intro scenario does remove a wall for pacifist and bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty, we could, you know, basically just count how many quests extra that you have to do and just add that on, and that's fine. But for pacifist, as far as we know, there's no shortcut. Okay, so we didn't even know that there was going to be a shortcut into WOD, right? Where you can go to mists and then go into the island and click on the fire. Like, we never found that out until, I don't know, 2 or 3 months after the fact, right?
Yeah, it was a couple months.
Yeah, so we had no clue. So we need people to be able to access everything. I can code something in to require a character to do the Legion intro. It's just, it is more convoluted. And it does require to know at what point do you say, do you have to have it? Right? So there is another thing that I'm a little bit worried about, is that the achievement is going to be a little bit wonky, like the cat fight account wide, where you can track that. It looks completely fine when you are logged in, but outside of that game, you have it on every tune. So, you know, it's like, you know, yeah, we can track it, but not really. So
okay.
What the idea here is that we would allow the skipping for this account-wide stuff in this example, in this case only. I'm still thinking of ways to get around it, to force people to use it, but I'm worried about screwing it up, but also, when do you have to say that you have to have done the intro quests? Could you not, you know, have a character that hits 110 without being in there? I mean, and what if Blizzard comes in? Well, you could do dailies, right? You know, right, and you could do dailies and grind it. You are able to get access to, I think there's 3 or 4 quests if you jump off of a Dal. I think that's what I heard. But besides that, you can't get access to anything else. So if Blizzard were to allow mob level scaling outside of Legion zones, then you could level up pretty much anywhere, right? You would not even need to get into WOD. You wouldn't even need to go past Elwynn. Unless they put a cap on it or something, right? So this is the idea. You know, it's like, again, it's not set in stone, but these last two things are two of the bigger things, I believe, that we have some say over what we want to do, but what we're able to do is different. Right, so, you know, we're going to try to keep it as hard as we can, but we also want to be able to track what we can too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like anything, I suppose, until it actually goes live, there's gonna be a lot of things that you won't know until everything gets sorted from stuff going live and things settle down, as much as, you know, the live release of an expansion is going smoother and smoother, it still is not great.
Yeah.
So, you know. But, so, I mean, Rogster says, thanks a bunch for chasing this and keeping up with changes. Best advice he offers is to try and just keep the rules as simple to understand as possible.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's,
I mean, for me, I would say don't equip the weapon. That's my first thing, was that as soon as we found out that everyone's going to get this weapon, I'm like, well, that's not going to be allowed. Like, that's the immediate first thing I said, was because, like, what the heck, man, right? There's no way. But then when you start to dig into it, you're like, you know, it kind of ties your hands. And, you know,
if they're tying it in with content and to further, you know, to further a tune, I only ever wish to be that high, but, and to have that as being one of my problems, but, you know, it's just, it sounds like they're tying everything in, which you can only do and go with what the game allows. I mean, but people will find options, you know, like you said, people might sit in Warlords for the whole 10 levels and not actually go to Legion.
Yep.
Who knows? It's, because they should still have XP quests, right? We'll have to see how it plays out.
So, it'll be interesting. So I do want to say that so he did say that as he is completely entitled to his opinion. And in fact, you know, when I looked at the overall thing, I was like, oh my goodness, are you like there's a lot of stuff that makes things a lot easier. And I completely understand that it's like, yeah, it feels like this is the end. But, you know, this I will say that this is the end of how we knew things, and going forward is going to be a new chapter, I guess. And we don't know what we're going to have until July 19th or whichever date that it actually is. And I think, you know, everyone is completely entitled to feel like this is crap, because, you know, you've played this game and you've played this way and you're like, well, this is not as hard anymore. And I'd say, yeah, it's true. And should you be upset? If I was playing it for that long, I would be too. I mean, I am being the guy that has to code this. I'm upset that I have to do this, right? Because I don't want to have to be the guy that's like, oh my goodness gracious, but I have to do what I have to do, right? So I completely understand where he's coming from. And I would completely understand if other folks say that too. And in fact, I think as of, you know, maybe like a week afterwards, I think folks are going to be like, oh, this is easy sauce, and I'm done. Nothing I can do, right? But, I mean, it's valid.
It's like anything. So, we just got to wait and see. I mean, Blizzard has changed the game every expansion for various reasons.
Yeah, but this is the biggest one for us.
Yeah, it is the biggest change. Right. But at the same stage, it's not saying it's the challenge as we know it might die, because they go and change things. Blizzard's the one that controls the rules. All we can do is, you know, bend them to what we allow to give it the challenge that we can do. So if Blizzard comes in and makes these massive changes that affect it, well, so be it. It's Blizzard's game. They can do what they want. We've just got to work with the stuff that we've got. Mm-hmm. Some people like it, some people won't. Some people, you know, everyone's got their opinion to it. Fine, have your opinion to it. But it doesn't mean it's going to be any less easy. Geez, I can't even get past level 61 on current stuff. Yeah. You know, so I think for a lot of people, it'll still be a massive challenge, because, you know, some of us will never make max level. So it's still that striving to get there as opposed to actually getting there. I mean, it's the challenge of giving it a go. And anyway, that's
So I've got one more change that I've actually done is that I've actually, as of right now, as of like last week, I've started to record every time that we do a, every time that we update your character on our side, we actually record what your level is in WoD. When July 19th happens, that recording will stop so that it will have a, it will have the highest level that you've reached in Warlords. So that what's going to happen is that when you level up, you know, like let's say in Warlords you hit level 669. So, you know, just add a little joke in there because 39 going on 12, turning 12, damn it. Squirreling again. So it you'll hit level 69 and on July 20th when the servers are back up and all that stuff and we're in the sites up, you begin to level up more and you hit level 70, what it will say on the website is that it will actually have a 70 but in small brackets it will have a 69 and that will show you how far you advanced under the old rules because this is such a huge change. I think folks really wanted to see how far you got under the old rules versus the new rules, right? And if your level matches the old level, then it won't show up at all. It'll just show you the one. So right now you might be able to find it here and there. So if you see the little brackets with a different number in it, it's okay. It's just me doing pre-work on getting ready for the next patch. So
I actually saw that a couple times this week.
there was one person, I actually made a post and I said, you know, just as a heads up, this is what's going on. And one person's like, what's this number? And then they're like, oh, I should have read your post. It's like, yeah, it's okay, you know. And but I was worried that people were gonna be like, what is this number? That's why I added the post. So
yeah, I just figured you were doing something.
So yeah, yeah, there's whatever. Sometimes yeah, I'll be screwing around, but I try not to mess around with the live site. I'll create other little mini sites and do it like that, but okay, I don't want to talk about the chat. So but okay, so overall that's where we are. Again, nothing's really set in stone, but that's the plan. The plan could change, but we really won't know until patch day. So
yeah.
Okay. So why get stressed out? We'll see what happens.
This is me.
No, I'm just saying, you know, for the rest of us.
Oh, okay.
Because people will stress about it. But I agree. I'm. What they give me is what they give me, and what we work with is what we work with. So we'll see. Alrighty, let's go on to State of the Challenges. What have we got this week?
I did have it pre-recorded. But, Lita, or maybe even Rogue Slayer, let me throw something at you. Would either of you like to do it this week?
I'll do Irons, and Rogue Slayer can do Blood and Pacifist. How's that sound?
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Okay. So Irons this week is, and everyone knows I suck at pronouncing names, so sorry if I butchered your name. All right. Arian is 73. 67 is 76. That's awesome. Discord Kitty, 77, dies horribly at 79. Ionissa is 81, and we've got, whoa, Tani is at 93. Wow, yeah. She's been busy.
Yeah.
And she's got one at 94, so she's got four. Wow, good on her. And Margie Mont is at 95. Awesome.
Awesome. So for Bloodthirsties, we have Blood Lita, 32. Soulfully, 37. Frenzia, 42. Tani, 58. Bent Grinder, 62. Too Thirsty, 63. And Bloody Katang, 75. Now for the pacifists, we have Herbalissa, 43. Inept Iron, 43. Petul 4, 43. Atenatar RIP, sorry, 45.
Aww.
Ferillion, 49. Serenella, 50. Passive Sieve, 52. Bowie, 60. Urkashirk, 64. And Zyrel, 98.
Good Zyrel's job. Closing in there.
Whoa, nice job. What did we lose? One.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good this week. It's better than that 1 week where we lost, like, I mean, everyone died.
Like a lot.
What's going on? But yeah, it's good.
Amazing. That's awesome. So Zyrel is at 98.
Yep.
Wow. So we're Ooh, that's exciting. Urkashirk. I love that. Urkashirk and Bloody Katang. I love those names. They're awesome. Some people have awesome names. I like it. Alrighty, let's go on to chit chat. So this is where people can write in and ask us questions about the challenges, share your tips or tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, etc. So first off, we got an email from Force Down Gaming. Okay, hello, Mr. Stone. Now that I have a bit more videos on the playlist, here is the link. I just did not want it to have two videos on it and that be all. Okay. Is there more information?
No. So basically, I wanted this up there because I want to, you know, for folks that don't know, you know, I will add a playlist of yours onto the website. So if you do record you playing and then you wanted to put that up onto YouTube, basically the only thing that I ask is that you add it into a playlist so that it makes it easier for me that I just only have to put up the playlist. Because before I used to have like all this stuff where, okay, now this one's on episode 4, this one's on episode 2, this one's on 25, and I'd have to go check it each week, and it's like, okay, no, that's too much. I mean, I don't have a person doing that. Like, maybe we could do that if I had somebody that would just focus on that, you know? I mean, it's a quick job, but, you know, when you have so many people trying to do the challenge and uploading stuff, you need to go through it and make sure that everything's good. So if somebody wants to help with that, that'd be good. But right now, you know, all that I do is a playlist. So if you want to add your playlist, then send me an email and I will add it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, put a little effort in and make your playlist.
Yeah.
All right, next one. We have a PM from Facebook. Hi, I love the idea of the Iron Man Challenge and have several classes going right now. My question is, I have lost 3 Iron Man tunes to Lost Connections. I don't mind losing to my own stupidity, but I live in an area where every so often I can lose connection. I try to watch. This last time my internet went from a great connection to lost connection in about 15 seconds with no opportunity to get to a safe spot, and when I reconnected, I was dead. Again. Is there anything we can do about this?
And unfortunately, no. I told her no.
No.
And I said, you know, hundreds of irons have been lost. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I would say that I would have lost at least 5 over the time to, you know, because mostly I would play on US servers. So that even makes my latency more, you know, that's why I've got them over on Oceanic, most of them on Oceanic now, but I've still got irons and bloodthirsties on US realms, and yeah, there is such a noticeable difference, but DCing is, it's part of it. You can't control it.
I've lost at least 2.
Yeah, and it hurts.
I don't think I've lost any. I've been DC'd, but when I came back, I was actually alive. But I was dying. Yeah, I was at half health.
I've been DC'd and lived several times, but I've definitely died at least twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I told her, you know, there's nothing I can do Sorry, you know, I feel bad, but
it's, I mean, it's never a nice thing, but unfortunately it's, you know, what can you do with internet and playing games online? It's just, it's all part of it. So it's part of the challenge, even though we don't want it to be part of the challenge. Mm-hmm. It still is. Yeah. Yep. Alrighty. So our third one was a post on the forums from Jingoistic. Says, since demon hunters wear blindfolds, I say they should be allowed in the challenge as long as you disconnect your monitor.
So I wanted to add that just because it was funny. And I was like thinking, because, you know, I've said that we're probably not going to allow that class, but I think overall I might just end up making a separate list as we have ready for Death Knights. And if they can make it, great. I'm just, you know, probably not going to put as much hoopla into reaching max as you would if you were on another character or on another class, right? So, but yeah, you know what? If you think just the challenge is too easy, with the changes that are coming, what you could do, if you think it's really, really easy, take a video of yourself with your screens off and playing the Iron Man and see how far you could get.
I don't. Is that even possible?
I don't know. I just. Say, and wear it's a funny.
Blindfold. I was it's waiting funny. For the. You know, since they wear blindfolds, you need to. But disconnect your monitor.
Disconnect the monitor.
How would you play? You can't play. What? I'm just like. I would like to see if someone.
Well, it was made in jest.
Like, get one of those blindfolds. You know, where you don't have complete. It's complete darkness. They can do it so, you know, it might give you like 5% visibility or something, you know, with people that have vision impairment, you know, trying to play it like that. Now that would make it a real challenge, you know.
See, like I could just take my contacts out and that'd be a real challenge.
There we go.
Like right now. That's you take the glasses off.
Nice. Nice. Yes, we see you. Don't scare the chat room.
I can't see anything. I gotta be like right up in there.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. So AH Sean says, my advice to players who disconnect, go with classes like a hunter and avoid mounting as much as possible. Hopefully your pet will save you during the DC. Or warlock, void walker will tank for you while you're offline till your character vanishes. Yeah. I mean, it certainly can help, but there's, you know, if you're on a mount and you DC, your pet's not doing anything, and you've got something attacking you while you're standing there on a mount. It's attacking you. Your pet's not going to do anything because, you know. So, hang on. Rogster says, wear one of those drinking drunk simulation goggles and one up behind your back. I like it. Okay, so you're up for that. I'm putting you down. We should make a note of this, actually. So Stir's going to be down for doing the challenge that way. Okay. Rogueslayer's going to be down for taking out a contact. Right.
You're gonna take off my glasses. Yeah.
This could be fun.
This is awesome.
All right. Well, I think that's all from the chat room. Anything else, Stone?
No? I don't think so. Sorry, I'm just getting texts from my wife.
That's fine. Hey, just tell her.
Speaking of the intoxication simulation goggles, that reminded me, I need to give a shout out to a tune called Bruce Wayne, B-R-E-W's Wayne. But I was Iron Manning over in Westfall, and someone started whispering me, Iron Man? I was on Steely Shaman was my name. And Iron Man? I said, yeah. I was, oh, me too. Awesome. Good luck. So, good job, Bruce Wayne. Yeah. The first time somebody said, hey, I'm doing it too, instead of, where do you have such crappy gear?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. Did you say something about that on Twitter?
Oh, maybe are they in our challenge? Maybe. I was in Winter Spring. And I had this level 100 who was killing. So, you know, when you go, really, it's the end of the expansion, so all the level hundreds are in places you're really not expecting them. And I get this, you know, and so we're in the cave with, you know, where the Yetis or the whatever they're called, the big. Anyway, I'm in there and I'm doing along and I'm like this level. I'm like, stop killing my mobs. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just yelling at the. I'm like, look, just go away. Just get away. Me have my mobs. And anyway, he's like, hi. And I went, hi. And he's like, are you new to the game? And I'm like sitting there and I'm just sitting there going, no. So I just went, no. And he's like, are you on a new tune? And I went, yes, this is an Iron Man tune. And then you hear, oh, sorry, I just buffed you. And I'm like, oh, so we did. Oh. Okay, right, Cliff. I'm like, it's okay, no problem.
And that means thank you. That's good.
See ya. Yeah. He's like, good luck.
That was nice. Like,
yeah. So that was quite cool. Alrighty. Well, I suppose we better wrap up. I guess that's the end of today. Rogue Slayer, again, thank you so much. I'll get you details in a minute. But Stone, next week, let's talk about
next week. Next week is July 2nd and 3rd. Basically, for folks in North America, July 1st is the birthday of my country, and July 4th is the birthday of the United States. So of your country. So for sure we're not going to have a live show. For
no
sure.
No birthday for me.
No birthday. When's your birthday?
Mine is in January. January 26th is Australia Day.
Cool. Okay. All right. So what we are planning on doing is we're going to have release an episode, but it's probably going to be a shorter pre-recorded episode.
Pre-recorded.
I'm thinking of coding. I'm coding everything.
I know. Nice.
You got to pre-recode it too. That's a lot of work.
I've got to pre-recode. Wow.
It is.
So we'll probably release it Saturday as well. It won't be up on YouTube, that's all. So it'll just be a podcast to download and listen to. However, our next live show will be Saturday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and Sunday, July the 10th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, and 1 a.m. Central European Time. So basically, you know, we're just having the week off next week for, you know, because we're going to be doing stuff. So, other than that, you know, Rogue Slayer. Oh, wait, no, there. I'm looking at the camera. I'm looking at you, but I got to look at the camera. Thanks for coming. Sorry about all the stuff at the beginning, because...
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
Excellent. Well, we love having you on, and it's always great to find out what you've been doing and commiserations on your week. So hopefully this coming week will be a lot better for you. But if you'd like to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please.
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at RogueSlayer1 with the number one. You can find the Impenitent Geek blog on tumblr.rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. Sorry, I'm like reading things twice. And you can also hear my dulcet tones in a short weekly segment on the Control Alt Wow podcast.
Nice. Oops, that's what I forgot to do. Did they record today?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, yes, anyway, I forgot to do something. So for us, if you want to get in contact and find out where we are, don't forget check out wowchallenges.com with all the latest bits and pieces and challenge and stuff. Wow, I'm speaking really good. Sorry. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Facebook, we are on Facebook, so come say hi. Facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as the videos go up on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges. One, that is the number one at the end. And remember, come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges, except for next week, because we're not doing a live show, people. Alrighty, Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as two podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth, which you put out, Thursdays? I guess Thursdays.
Yeah, I try to. That's after we record Thursdays. Yeah.
And the Richter Scale, which we do live on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time with Richter, because that's his show. And we just talk about Blizzard stuff. So not just WoW, it's just Blizzard overall stuff.
Awesome.
Where can we find you? Wow. Where can we find you, Leah? Yeah.
Words.
Just not a good
man. You can find me. I'm on Twitter at LetaWow. That's LetaWow. And if you want to hear more of my voice and words, words are hard. You can check out my show Behind the Avatar, as well as Stone and I natter, have a bit of a natter on Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcast that I do with Ben and Steve, which is a lot of fun. All right, well, I think that's a wrap. Just a final thank you to Mark Honan, because his intro is awesome and we love him. And you can find Mark Honan on Twitter at Mark Honan WoW if you want to get in contact with him. I think that's a wrap. So let's say goodbye. And I can't hear music, so
Say goodbye, and we're gonna hopefully it will play, because I don't know. Okay. See you later.
Bye, chat room. Thank you, chat room.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.